Welcome inside the Quick and Loan Studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And tonight we have got an outstanding lineup and guests. We've got the former Phoenix Suns legend Dan Marley is going to be with us, and also Bruce Devlin, former PGA Tour player. But right now, one of the best things about our show is discussing trends and hot-button topics in sports. So we've invited back to our program the president of Block 6 Analytics. He is the co-author of his new book, The Sports Strategist, Adam Grossman. Good evening, Adam. How's your summer going so far?
It's going great. It finally got warm in Chicago where I'm based, so it's great that the weather finally changed. We had a long winter, so it's good when the weather changes.
Yeah, our producer, Joe George, is from Chicago, so he was giving you a thumbs up as you just rattled that off.
Exactly. He knows better than most about how bad it can be in Chicago.
It is time to explore and engage in some of the riveting sports topics, and several I thought that we would hit on with sports marketing. So let's start off our conversation with the ratings for the NBA and the NHL. They were both extremely high. In your opinion, who won the ratings game, Adam?
Well, I think it's hard to compare. You know, if you just look at the numbers, the NBA is going to do better than the NHL. But I think who's winning right now is the sports industry at large. I think we're going to talk about the Women's World Cup later, but there's been record ratings for the NHL, the NBA, Women's World Cup, and the NFL. You know, sports in general, when they say sports is potentially one of the few products that can attract television ratings on a consistent basis, you can point to these playoff series and you can point to what's happening, not just at the Stanley Cup level or at the NBA championship level, but at all levels of sports, ratings are consistent and they're driving fan engagement to teams and to leagues. And I think it's great for the sports industry as a whole. And it'll be interesting to see if those ratings can continue to increase going forward.
Well, absolutely. With the Women's World Cup, we want to get into that. But I asked this question on our show last week to one of our guests, the impact of the NBA Finals, because it really seems like it energized the fan base. And those ratings were even up.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the markets, typically when television ratings are up, people think, you know, if the teams are playing in large markets, that's what drives interest and into these types of championship games. You can definitely make that argument in the NHL with the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks have one of the most loyal fan bases, and also both from a local and national television ratings perspective, they're definitely driving interest in the ratings for the Blackhawks, even with their third Stanley Cup win in 6 years, were great. But with the NBA, what's really interesting is that both Golden State and Cleveland, while Golden State arguably is in the Oakland-San Francisco area, you know, those aren't necessarily the New Yorks, the Chicagos, the Los Angeleses of the world, and yet the ratings were still high. I think it really goes to the emphasis on star power. You know, obviously, seeing if LeBron James could carry a Cleveland team to a championship, you know, even with a depleted roster, the narrative behind the LeBron James story was incredible. And also at the same time, you know, having the former MVP competing against Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors, which has this new age basketball approach using analytics and being one of the first jump shot teams or mostly focused jump shot teams to win the NBA title. There was just so many good storylines, and it just goes to show you that storylines, narrative, and star power can overcome potential issues with smaller markets.
Star power with LeBron James and Steph Curry. What do you think that series meant for just the game overall with the NBA? Energizing that fan base, having those younger fans now dial it in.
Yeah, I think what it just shows is, you know, after Michael Jordan retired, there was an issue that the NBA had worrying about star power, worrying if the NBA could get fans, and particularly the television sets, and in particular younger fans, to watch games. And what this just shows is that the NBA, you know, especially starting with Kobe and now LeBron and now Steph Curry, you know, the NBA is really focused on star power. The NBA as a league has been fueled, and its success has been fueled by its stars. And having Steph Curry win a championship and potentially having Golden State be a star team, you know, it's really important for the NBA to have young teams and young players and young stars who can continue and drive the interest, engagement, and excitement in the sport. And whether it's Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, you know, all of those stars are in their mid or early 20s. And that's great for the NBA as it's moving forward, especially as LeBron and Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade and that generation of stars has been getting older.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, having a candid conversation with the president of Block 6 Analytics, and also he's the co-author of his book, The Sports Strategist, and he is a lecturer at Northwestern. Adam Grossman is with us, and it's interesting because it seems like there's also, we talk about the younger audience and how they're dialing in, but what about the rise in female sports fans? I mean, there's a growth in that audience.
Absolutely. So I think a misconception is, you know, it has been for a long time that female sports fans are not either as passionate or don't come out as big in numbers to support sports teams. And what they found and what's been found recently is that that's no longer the case. You know, in the NFL, some metrics have female sports fans being 40% of the audience for the NFL. And with the Women's World Cup, you know, the Women's World Cup obviously has a huge, whether it's women or you know, teenagers, it's obviously drawing a lot from a adult or teenager demographic, but also it's having, the Women's World Cup actually does have appeal, you know, across demographics, whether it's young males or males who are interested in soccer or females who fit the same demographics. You know, it's doing a great job attracting fans. And one of the challenges that the women's soccer faces, particularly women's professional leagues, is how do they leverage the success of the Women's World Cup, which is getting record ratings for Fox Sports 1. How does it leverage those ratings to continue to have that engagement with new fan demographics? In particular, you know, if it can engage with female fan demographics who are avid sports fans already, how can they continue to have that relationship in a way that creates those engagement and creates lifelong fans with people who are interested in becoming and are already sports fans?
Okay, so with more women dialing in, then executives, they got to sit up and pay attention. I mean, they can no longer direct marketing efforts towards just men. I mean, they've got to have that merchandise that the women want.
Absolutely. And one of the things that that's been really interesting is how do you actually create the merchandise? You know, one of the things that the NFL did was it had pink jerseys for women. And what they found is that, you know, some women do want pink jerseys for their favorite team, but obviously that's not necessarily, you know, women just want jerseys that fit them,
right,
even if they look, you know, so it doesn't have to be pink jerseys in and of itself is not necessarily, you know, you create something in pink or traditionally female colors is not something from a merchandise perspective that all women want. So really understanding the audience is something that sports organizations, which, to be candid, are obviously predominantly run by males, you know, they have to really think about, you know, whether it's hiring female executives, really doing audience analysis, really understanding what female fans want. Because, again, female fans want to be fans of sports teams. They want to be fans of leagues. They want to be fans of stars. They want to be engaged with the industry and with with their favorite teams. Creating the products and service offerings is definitely a strategic challenge facing sports organizations right now.
And what I hear you saying, too, is that when you talk about women and that demographic, they're serious sports enthusiasts. I mean, they really follow it and track it close, don't they?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, again, the preconception or the misconception that women aren't going to be as big a sports fan as men is definitely outdated and outmoded. It, you know, as a sports organization, you have to, you know, female fan base is definitely a key fan base and a key target that you need to engage with. And also, you know, female fans have probably been saying this for a long time. You know, why are you ignoring us? Why aren't there these service offerings? Why aren't you engaging with us in ways that you engage with male fan bases or other fan bases? And I think it's really interesting that, you know, again, this is just a really interesting opportunity for sports. One of the things we talk about in the book is how can you use ethics and ethical decision making to help improve the business? Well, it is you can look at it from an ethical perspective. Targeting female fans is both the right thing to do and it's also good for the business. And that's what you should, you know, those are the types of opportunities that exist for sports organizations today.
Okay, Adam Grossman with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We got to step aside for our very first commercial break. We'll be rejoined with Adam Grossman, president of Block 6 Analytics.